Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:46 here on a Tuesday morning on KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Winter storm hits north central and northwest Kansas, as much as 8 inches of snow in some places.
Two.
Wichita City Council will discuss drafting an ethics policy at a workshop meeting today.
One.
House sends one article of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Senate. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning in traffic, the gasoline price is not changing any from yesterday. Still plenty of stations out there around $2.19 a gallon, and just a few stations a little bit less than that, $2.18 Douglas and Seneca, and I spotted $2.17 gasoline at Lincoln and Hydraulic. Traffic update on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Increasing clouds and cool today with a high of 32 degrees. Cloudy and cold with a 40% chance for snow tonight. There could be some accumulation, possibly up to an inch. Overnight low 19. Wednesday, decreasing clouds with a high of 32 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, a northwest wind gusting to 24 miles per hour and 27 degrees. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning. And you can listen to us online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app. And you can listen by telling your smartphone, your smart speaker, that is, to play KNSS Radio. A lot of ways you can listen to Wichita's number one talk and Steve and Ted in the morning. Stocks ended mixed on a choppy trading day Monday.
The Dow closing down 36, dragged down by financials. The S&P finishing up 13 points. The NASDAQ up 92, closing at an all-time high and its fourth straight record close. Big winners today, Apple, Tesla, Microsoft, all three reporting earnings this week. Meanwhile, Merck ending slightly higher after ending its COVID-19 vaccine program, citing inferior responses. It will focus instead on treatment. And CVS ending lower after completing its first round of COVID-19 vaccinations at 8,000 nursing homes that were part of a federal program. Second doses are expected to be completed within 4 weeks. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Twitter is enlisting its users to help combat misinformation on its service by flagging and notating misleading and false tweets. The pilot program, called Birdwatch, allows a pre-selected group of users who sign up through Twitter. People who want to sign up must have a U.S.-based phone carrier, verified email and phone number, and no recent Twitter rule violations. Twitter says it wants both experts and non-experts to write Birdwatch notes. Twitter, along with other social media companies, has been grappling how best to combat misinformation on its service. Misinformation. 6:50, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and I'll tell you what. You're not going to get any misinformation from Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker.
Of course not.
Talking about resisting the retirement quagmire, here is a quagmire expert. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Thank you. You're going to get Mr. Information from me, probably.
Yeah.
Well, you know, have you ever gotten on an online, you know, gotten online to research a subject, and then 30 minutes later you realize you're reading a vapid article about the salacious Yahoo News headline that, you know, you've made it through 30 pages of clickbait on what celebs look like now? You won't believe your eyes. Well, when you get down a rabbit hole like that, you got caught up in an internet quagmire. It's a labyrinth that often happens when we take certain steps with our investments and our retirement savings. Well, let's say that you have an offer to take an early retirement. Your company's given that to you. The company is offering a chunk of cash severance package for higher paid executives to get off the payroll. That action becomes a rabbit hole of investigation into healthcare, Social Security, life insurance, income, taxation, and that's before addressing the emotional side of retiring before you had expected. It may be fairly easy to figure out the math of the dollars and cents of the early separation, but then there are the other demons to deal with: anticipation of how investments may fare under a new presidential administration, how the makeup of Congress may affect the regulatory and tax environment for businesses. And that's only the beginning. Then there's COVID, vaccines, business and school closures, and how they may affect investments. Robert Lara has run a series of workshops called Naked Retirement. He's learned that retirees have fears that are well ahead of outliving their income in retirement. When financial worries are removed, running out of friends, family, and good health are more important than running out of money. Investigating is what really, you know, what's really important in life is a huge part of retirement planning. Concerns or goals may not be financial, but then again, they are. For example, it may be important to make peace with a sibling that you have not had contact with for decades. Getting together is the primary goal, but there may be expenses associated with that. Any retirement goal may lead you astray as you investigate how to solve for that challenge. Follow the trail that leads to your answers. You will come back around, I promise. And of course, if you have any questions, you give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Today is National Plan for Vacation Day. Yeah,
wow.
It's reminding us to plan our vacation at the start of the year for the rest of the year. The early bird gets to pack their bags and fly away to a little fun and relaxation. Of course, this was written before the pandemic.
And it's January. Nobody has any vacation days yet.
You don't have to sit around and plan for it. But you got to plan early for these things. Each year, Americans leave more than 600 million vacation days unused. Did you realize that? Wow. Don?
Wow.
Are you planning to go? You like to go to places like Hawaii and Tahiti and places like that, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, I hang out in Tahiti. Yeah, I know it pretty well. I love going on vacations, and I think it's important. And you got to force yourself to do it sometimes because it's easy to get caught up in wanting to finish a project at work or something. But you need to start fresh, you know.
Yeah. Well, my daughter was talking the other night. Her family, they're trying to figure out where they want to go this summer. They're counting on some place to go. They've got several alternatives. Yeah. There's six of them, and every one of them has a different plan.
Right.
So. Getting them all in the same place at the same time could be interesting. So, planning for your vacation. Well, Don, you are a man who believes in a plan, so there you go.
I do. I think there's a lot of people shooting for, like, September, October, because they think this thing will be passed by then. So, I mean, and that's probably a pretty good bet. So, there's going to be a lot of travel going on at the end of the year.
I'm shooting for next December to have my vaccination, okay? I think that's the soonest. Maybe for my birthday on December 4th, I'll have a vaccination. What do you think?
Nah, you're going to have yours by May 12th.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That'd be a good contest, wouldn't it?
An optimist.
Yeah. Why don't you go get a car dealer to put up a car, and somebody can guess when I get my vaccination, they get a brand new car. How's that?
There you go. Okay.
All right, fine. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. 6:55, Steve and Ted. All the news.
That's a great promotion.
It is. All the news coming up here at 7 o'clock, top of the hour this morning. Winter storm brings heavy snow to parts of Kansas. We've got that story and more. Steve and Ted of the Morning on KNSS.